Utah Department of Workforce Services Public Information Officer Wendy Hyatt said about 200,000 people in Utah rely on the SNAP benefits for assistance. Well over 1,000 live in Summit and Wasatch counties.
In Summit County, we have about 250 households that receive SNAP benefits. That's about 565 individuals. And in Wasatch County, there are about 300 households or 704 individuals who receive SNAP benefits.
Hyatt said due to the shutdown, they had to issue February benefits early. There will be no additional payments made between now and March.
We want to make sure our customers plan their spending accordingly because any SNAP benefit for March 2019 will be issued on their regular date in March. And so this means that our customers will need to budget their SNAP funds to last through early to mid-March.
If the government remains unfunded, Hyatt said she does not know if they will be able to administer the SNAP payments to those who need it. She said they are talking daily with the Food and Nutrition Service and the governor's office. The Utah Food Bank has a large warehouse that is full right now. Normally, they cycle through every 3 weeks.
She indicated that their warehouse, it's a fairly large warehouse, and they are kind of the central point for about 150 partners statewide, like food pantries and other community organizations that distribute the food directly to those in need. They indicated that as of right now, things are okay, but if the shutdown prolongs, and continues, then there will be an urgency of needing to increase inventory, donations, and that sort of thing.
There are about 2,900 federal employees in Utah who have filed for unemployment insurance. 70% are employed with the IRS in Ogden. Summit and Wasatch County only have a couple dozen who have submitted unemployment claims. The unemployment benefits that federal workers receive will not be charged to Utah's unemployment trust fund.
We're somewhat confident that when the federal government shutdown ends, that furloughed workers would receive back pay for the time during the shutdown. If that happens, then any money received during the shutdown and any unemployment benefit received by those individuals would need to be paid back.
Summit County Economic Development Director Jeff Jones said there are about 200 federal jobs in the county, which are mostly military.
The Bureau of Economic Analysis and my NC data show that there's approximately 55 jobs that are classified as federal civilian in Summit County. And those jobs, have an average income of a little over $70,000.
Jones said small towns can be significantly impacted by just 55 jobs.
Let's say we've got 55 federal civilian employees, and if a new company were coming to, say, Colville or Camas or Francis or Oakley, Hennepin, and they were going to bring 55 new jobs to those communities, that could have a significant impact. And so conversely, if you lose 55 jobs, provided that you were able to determine that all of those jobs reside within Summit County, then, that could be a significant negative impact.
KPCW has reported on some of the impacts the shutdown has had on pass-through federal dollars, such as community development block grants and home fund allocations. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.